Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Louisiana sues the FDA to stop the abortion pill trafficking. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, we definitely celebrated in 2022 when the Dobbs decision was brought forth by the Supreme Court. And however, now abortion rests in the hands of the state. But you still got these abortion pills, these chemical abortions, mifepristone, being trafficked throughout, even through red states, through the mail.
Yeah, they are clearly the face of abortion going forward. You have any estimates between 63 to 70% of all abortions are done by this mifepristone chemical abortion. And so what's happening in these states that have restricted or banned abortion outright, where you can't do abortion in brick-and-mortar facilities, these individuals, Planned Parenthood and others, are sending these abortion pills across the state's line. Now, what you can't do in a brick-and-mortar facility, you shouldn't be able to do by sending it through the mail. In other words, like in Florida, the law is that you can't have an abortion except under rare circumstances after 6 weeks, the so-called heartbeat pill. Well, if you can't do that in a brick-and-mortar facility, then how can you get an abortion pill in the 10th week or the 8th week and do what you otherwise wouldn't be able to do in Florida? And that's the problem with these abortion pills being sent across state lines. And some of these people that are doing it are specifically targeting the states that have these pro-life laws.
Absolutely. And, you know, now the chemical abortions are the majority of abortions. It's saying 63%, but I think it'd be up to 80 to 90% now. And even recently, we do celebrate the largest abortion facility in Texas has closed down because of the various abortion laws now and because of Roe and because of Dobbs. But now you still have these pills that are wrecking havoc. And in this instance, in this lawsuit, the state's abortion laws did not prevent a particular Louisiana resident from becoming a victim of the FDA's mail order abortion scheme.
Yeah, let me, before we talk about the facts there, since you mentioned this Houston abortion clinic, the largest abortion clinic, Planned Parenthood, in the United States of America, this massive building. I remember I was there when that abortion clinic was opening as the largest abortion clinic in the United States. And I marched with African Americans and Hispanics, mm-hmm. Sam Rodriguez, Bishop Jackson, others were there as well. And we marched around the abortion facility, this massive building, almost looked like a ziggurat mountain mm-hmm. with the stair-stepped kind of building. And we prayed against that abortion clinic. Now that abortion clinic is closed. So thank God for that. But then what you see happening here is all these brick-and-mortar facilities are closing. And so what their backup is these abortion pills. And so Louisiana has a pro-life law. The pro-life law would not allow abortion in that state for this particular individual woman who is part of the lawsuit along with the state of Louisiana. And in fact, what happened is her boyfriend, her name is Rosalie. She is a co-plaintiff in this lawsuit by Louisiana against the U.S. Food and Drug Administration regarding having mifepristone mailed across the state line. So Rosalie actually became a victim of abortion unknowing because her boyfriend coerced her into taking mifepristone that he had received from an out-of-state doctor in October of 2023.
You know, this is so sad, Matt. It's just heartbreaking because she intended to throw them up as soon as she could. Obviously, she didn't want to kill her child, trying to get away from the boyfriend, but she was unsuccessful and she lost her baby. That's just so sad.
So she is joining Louisiana regarding this because the boyfriend would not have been able to force her to go to a brick-and-mortar abortion facility to get the abortion because the laws of Louisiana would not allow it. But what happened is, under the Biden administration actually removed the in-person requirement to get these drugs, and therefore you can get them. This guy got it. A male individual got it.
From an out-of-state doctor?
From an out-of-state doctor. So
it's too easy.
In-state, that wouldn't have been allowed. In-state, the brick-and-mortar abortion would not have been allowed. But what he does is he goes to an out-of-state doctor. The out-of-state doctor mails the drug mifepristone into Louisiana, and then he gives it to his girlfriend and coerces her to actually take this drug. She wanted to throw up afterward and hopefully, you know, be able to not have this drug work. But she didn't, and she wasn't able. She wasn't successful. And unfortunately, this drug did work, and she had an abortion.
You know, the positive thing is that Secretary Kennedy has recognized that this pill needs to be examined and has stated that there needs to be studies on this pill. We know that it's the only drug that's created to kill someone, kill a child. But then on the other hand, the FDA has come out with a generic drug. So it's like you can't get away from them.
Yeah, so what we are having to do is several things. First, there's the Comstock Act. That's a federal law. Mm. And that prohibits the mailing of these drugs across state lines. That needs to be enforced. Louisiana is suing the FDA to change its policy that it did from previous administrations, the Obama administration, the Biden administration, where they made the ability to get mifepristone much easier so that it can be mailed, number one. It can also be done without an in-person visit and without any follow-up. And what that is allowing is these drugs to be mailed across state lines into places like Louisiana, like Florida, like Alabama, like some of these other states that are pro-life with pro-life laws, and these drugs are killing children and harming women. So that's an avenue as well. We have been working with the various agencies through Liberty Counsel Action, our 501c4 ministry, and we also are focusing on mifepristone in the water. So we created an entire website with a lot of resources, abortioninourwater.org, abortioninourwater.org, because what's happening with this mifepristone is these abortions are happening primarily in homes or hotels over the commode, over the restroom, where the drug mifepristone is killing the baby. And the second drug that actually causes the contractions is causing the woman to give birth to the baby. And where it goes is in the wastewater system, in the toilets. So mifepristone, the long-lasting metabolites from that drug, are going into the water system. The water systems are not capable or able to filter that out of the system. And then what else is going into the water system is human remains, baby body parts, into the water system. And so we've asked the FDA and the EPA to investigate this issue. And RFK in the Make America Healthy Again second report actually states in the report a sentence that we are certainly excited about, and that is to investigate the chemicals that are going into the water, which includes mifepristone from this abortion drug.
But also, I mean, bottom line, this drug is killing children and harming women. In fact, the lawsuit cites there's roughly 8,000 or more babies killed every year just in Louisiana from these abortion drugs. And according to the FDA's own label, 1 in 25 abortive mothers who use the abortion pill may end up in the emergency room. This is not safe or effective.
Well, recently, 51 U.S. senators sent a letter to the heads of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the FDA stating that, quote, abortion on demand culture has been deadly for preborn babies and in some cases lethal to the mother. The senators requested that the FDA suspend the distribution of mifepristone and all its generic versions as an imminent hazard and restore the in-person dispensing requirement to protect women and the voiceless from the dangerous effects of unregulated access to chemical abortion drugs, a significant development. For more information, go to abortioninourwater.org. That's abortioninourwater.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.